What's up, y'all? It's your girl Shay Saucy back with another bomb episode of Miss to Mrs. mini series of Grab the Wine Sis. We are here to talk about what's the hold up, fellas? What scares you about marriage? Tap in with your girls because me and the ladies, we want to talk about it and drop our ideas about what scares men about marriage. The big step of marriage. Tap in.
When a man is ready, he's ready. When y'all get 80, 70, 60, 55 years old, and y'all gonna be sitting in the rocking chair by yourself. Yeah. Let's go to the club, Y'all gonna be the only old in the club.
Trey, I'll play it aside, man. Why get married, Pippa? Why?
So today, ladies, we are talking about what's the hold up, bae? Yeah, y'all see the name? What's the hold up, bae? Because as we all know, this is Miss to Mrs. miniseries because I'm getting married. But of course, I haven't always, you know, that hasn't always been the goal, the end goal. And, you know, when you get into it with your significant other, you may not even really be thinking about marriage for real when it gets to that point. But we're going to talk about the differences between goals when it comes to marriage as far as women and men. Or is it a thing where men are scared of marriage, or is it a thing where they just have a different mindset about marriage than women do? So me personally, I am not one of those females who had their wedding planned out from the jump. Like, it sound crazy. I know it do. But I don't think all women have their wedding planned out. Like, when Kashawn proposed, I didn't have an idea what I wanted to do. I was just like, I don't know. My whole thing that I had planned out was my baby shower. And people be looking at me like, what? But I understand the end goal is to be married. But I have this big idea in my head about my baby shower, my baby's room, and all this other stuff. I never planned out my wedding. Some ladies, some women, as little girls, we always think about having that big princess ball and all of that stuff. I never had that thought process. So when we started talking about marriage, it really wasn't something that I was just like, I was really like, I wasn't the person that was like, we better be getting married in 2 years or it's wraps. This shit is wraps. I wasn't that person. I was just like, you know, when you ready, you ready. Hey, boo, what's up? I see y'all tapping in. But I was never that person. So just to let people know what we're talking about, basically, we're going to discuss what's the difference between men and their goals for marriage and women and their goals for marriage. Like I said, the title is what's the hold up, bae? So I'm just kind of trying to get everybody's opinion on why do women always believe that it's the man that's like, I ain't marrying her, or, you know, technically, I'm sorry, fellas, if you listening, go ahead and drop your comment right now, because it's all women, and so you gotta let us know from a man's perspective what's up. But men sense that, I feel like it's different now because women have their own businesses, and women have always had their own businesses, and, you know, climb to the top of the ladder in their, you know, in their position, and promotion on top of promotion. But I feel like men think of it as, am I financially ready? Do we got a house together? You know, this stuff, this, that. Women look at it like, I ain't getting no younger. Like, are we getting married? We've been in a relationship for this many years. Like, do you plan on just staying in this relationship just like this? You don't want me to be your wife? I'm doing wife stuff and you're not, you know, and I'm not your wife. That's how, I can't say that's how all women look at it, but I can't really speak for all women until I get some comments. So I'm just saying, I feel like women always look at it as, I'm doing this. I'm doing stuff a wife should be doing. And I'm not your wife. You ain't putting a ring on my finger. So what's up? I don't really know what's, you know, what's what it is and what it ain't. But me personally, I was not that type of female that was like, okay, we get married, what's up? I never even really asked about it because I didn't want to feel like it was forced. Because I feel like if I'm forcing you, then you didn't really want to do it. Like, I want you to propose when you want to propose. I want you to put this thought into it. Now, women, we have to plan. We naturally have a plan, I feel like. We naturally have a plan about everything. And, of course, I'm learning that things don't go always as planned. But, like, we just like, okay, well, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, we live together. And, you know, a lot of people will not live with their boyfriend or their significant other unless they're married, you know. So I'm in a couple different black bride groups, and a lot of women are not living with their fiance right now. So they are like, how is it living, you know, with a man, all that stuff. Me personally, I was like, I'm not marrying no man unless I've lived with him, because it's just a whole big thing behind it. But I just was like, I can't. I understand it's a new day and age, but I was just like, I can't. And we're going through premarital counseling right now, and a lot of people were like, well, you don't think that they're going to think y'all shacking up, or they're going to make y'all stop shacking up and all this other stuff. I never looked at it as shacking up. I looked at it as we living together and that it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really look at it as we shacking up so we can have sex and we can do this and we can do that. I'm still trying to learn you. And we've been living together for the longest, and I'm still trying to learn you. Like, I don't feel like you ever stop learning your significant other. So, fellas, I feel more so feel like they need to be ready, you know, ready. Like, they gotta have that bag. And which, granny, I do want you to have that bag, but I want to have my bag too. You know what I'm saying? They want it to be like this house on the hill and all this other stuff. A lot of men feel like they have to be more so financially ready. That's what I think. They want to get this big ring and all that. And then half of the time, ladies don't even really, some women do. I ain't gonna say all women don't. Some, you know, women usually just be wanting that feeling, like, he wants to marry me. Alexis said, my goal for marriage is stability in all aspects. I've grown not to get caught up in gender roles and placements in marriage, because it may be a time my husband can't fully execute his role, and as his wife, I may have to step up and fill his shoes. So I think it's healthy to know your boundaries. Let me see. What else does this say? To know your boundaries and what you can and get handle in the role of the other person. Perfect. That's perfectly said. And the reason I say that is because my mama and my daddy been married for 28 years. My mama got really sick, so she couldn't work. Guess what? My daddy had to step up to cover all roles. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't. It wasn't just like, well, I'm the man, I'm gonna work, and this house just gonna look a mess till you get better. He had to take on everything. Same with, it is crazy how the roles switched. My daddy got sick. He got really sick. And my mama had to step up to the plate. You know what I'm saying? And do all the roles. Like, I like how Alexis said, I've grown not to get caught up in gender roles. That's perfect, because a lot of times I feel like, not even on purpose, I feel like we get caught up in gender roles. How many of y'all done seen that post? Now, I ain't gonna say this is a gender role, but I'm gonna ask anyway. How many of y'all done seen that post that say, it's two things I'm gonna say. How many of y'all done seen that post that says, who eats first, or something like that? Your man, your dad, or your children, or whatever the case. That And how many of y'all done heard that song called, I think it's called Housekeeper? You gotta look it up. It's an old 90s song. And it's basically about role reversal. Basically, like, I can be a housekeeper. The man saying he could be the housekeeper. He could be the stay-at-home husband. He can be this. He can be that. You know, let me run your bath water. Let me do this full time while you at work. And it's, I personally don't see anything wrong with that. And I've seen a lot of stay-at-home dads that does this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's not really a gender role that we should be playing. I feel like it should be 100 and 100. I don't even say 50-50. I feel like it should be, we should both be whole. I don't want no half-ass person. And I'm sure he don't want no half-ass person. So when I hear a lot of people say 50-50, I feel like it should be, I should be 100. I ain't even gonna say I should be 100%, but I should be damn near close to 100. You should be damn near close to 100. And we giving each other a whole person, because half and half ain't gonna work. I can't even put it in any other type of way. Half and half not gonna work for me. You know what I'm saying? What else? I like when you said step up and fill his shoes. Yes. Step up and fill your man's shoes. Now, ladies. Now, I know we were supposed to be talking about the fellas. And I'm gonna go back into that in just a second. But ladies, I feel like we do expect a lot from our men. And I don't think it's nothing wrong with that, because I feel like our men expect a lot from us. But at some point, we can't always expect, because like going back to gender roles, how a lot of our men and a lot of black men feel like they cannot express themselves because they're going to be coming off as weak, or they can't cry because they're going to be coming off as weak, or why you being a punk or something like that. Whereas women, we can be wishy-washy, bipolar. We can cry when we want to. We can cry and don't know why we crying and not be that. You know what I'm saying? It's just supposed to be okay because we're women. I feel like a lot of our men go through a lot of different things where we do have to step up and fill their shoes. Like Alexis said, he may not be able to fully execute his role. So with that being said, what do you do as a woman when your man cannot fully execute, you know, what he has to do in his role? What are you doing? Are we just going to wait and sit until our men get better? So, for instance, I got sick. I got super sick. Was in the hospital for like 2-3 weeks. Because Sean had to take on that role of everything. Like, it was nothing I can do in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? We have to be able to do that same thing. If your man gets sick, are you going to be able to step up to the plate and put his shoes on till he gets better? Now, most men have that, help me out, what's the word? That pride, where they don't want to feel like they woman has to step up to the plate, or they don't want to feel like, you know, like Alexa said, she's grown to not step into gender roles. I feel like a lot of men are into gender roles as well, because it's kind of like a stereotype. Like, men are supposed to be the strong ones. Like, they're supposed to hold this shit together. They're supposed to be the glue. Now, don't get me wrong. That is wonderful if you can do that. But my men, I encourage you to not always feel like you cannot depend on your woman. As much as we depend on our men should be able to depend on us as much as we depend on them as well. Rewinding back to, babe, what's the hold up? I think that, like Alexa said, stability is a big thing when it comes to marriage. Now, do you know how people say you ain't gonna never be 100% ready for a baby? You're never gonna be 100% ready to be a wife or to be a husband. But a lot of things go under that tree of stability, and it's not just finances. Like, y'all have to understand and know how to work as a team, because there you can't be stable without, you know, a solid ass foundation. Do that make sense? Am I making sense with where I'm going with this? Alexa says, I agree with that. Agree with what, boo? Let me reiterate what you agree with. But I feel like stability is not all financially. You got to have a strong ass foundation. With that strong ass foundation, I feel comes me and Kashawn call it the three C's. I think it's communication, compromising, and it's something else. If somebody know the other C, let me know, because I cannot remember. It's three C's though. We can't be stable if we don't communicate. We can't be stable if we don't compromise. And I cannot remember the other C, but we can't be stable without it. And it's just, I'm going to tear my freaking brain up trying to figure out that last C, y'all. Compromise, communicate. Honey. He didn't hear me, but I'm trying to figure out this last C. But we cannot, like I like to say, stability. Let's reverse back. Stability. When you hear stability, you automatically think about finances. No, that's not that. Stability, strong-ass foundation. That's going to help you be stable. Strong-ass foundation, it requires strong-ass communication. It requires strong-ass compromising. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be sitting here feeling shitty and I'm mad at you. Ooh, I'm mad at you. I'm so upset with you. But you don't know why. And I can't sit here and expect for you to understand why without telling you. Communication. Ladies, we do that a lot. But my man, you do that a lot. a lot of men do the same thing. They walk in, had a bad day at work. They come in, they expecting, you know, I don't know, dinner. And they expecting a hot bath and your lady in lingerie, butt booty ass naked. I don't know what they expecting. But all I'm saying is... You can't come in and expect that and y'all ain't communicated all day. You don't know if she had a long day. Just because you had a long day, you don't think she had a long day. Y'all have to communicate, because she might have just walked in the house. You might have just walked in the house. Y'all both sitting here shitty because y'all both had a bad day. And that communication comes in when y'all both talk about y'all day. That way, y'all have to use each other to lean on each other. Communication. Compromising. I can't expect for Wu to want to go over my parents' house all the time. And then when it's time to go over his people's house for a function, I'm like, I don't want to go. I'm going to have to compromise and be like, okay, I'll go, even if I don't want to. Vice versa. You got to compromise, because I could say women tend to be a little spoiled. We have our spoiled ways. And I mean, especially if you are a spoiled child, you're going to have your spoiled ways. So I just feel like compromise with your significant other. Now, I keep saying man and wife. It could be wife and wife, husband and husband, man and wife. You know what I'm saying? It could be whatever, your significant other. That's the world we're living in today, and I'm completely fine with that. Your significant other, regardless if it's a man and a man or a woman and a woman, communication and compromising, and when I figure out the other C, I'm going to let you know you have to do that. You have to. It don't matter. That's in friendships too, but we ain't talking about that right now. But I'm going to piggyback on that when we get back into Grab the Wine, sis. But stability, you know, it includes a lot more than finances. And I want a lot of people to think about that if that's what you think this is. Stability is way more than that bag. Now, get to that bag. Don't get me wrong. Don't forget about the bag. But get that bag. But also remember everything else that includes stability to have that strong-ass foundation. It's going to be days where you don't feel like it. And your significant other going to have to feel like it for you. And vice versa. Think about that. I feel like when Alexa says stability, that's one thing that men, I feel like women, when we think about marriage, it's like, I don't know what women want now. Things are different. And I don't know if people agree with me with that, but things are really different now. you also have to think about how somebody's seeing love, or if they even ever seen love in their household. Your man may have never seen two people be in love to the point where they want to get married. You may have never, as a woman, may have never seen two people so deep in love that they want to get married. You might have seen it on TV. You might have watched the photograph and been like, hey, that's what I want. But me personally, I have had my parents where I've watched them be in love to the point where it just made me sick. You know how when you were a kid and they just all lovey-dovey, you like, ugh, stop. That's my parents. So I've watched, and I'm like, as I get older, that's, you know, love. I feel like another reason why men are, some men, I can't say all men, men and women, honestly. When I say, babe, what's the hold up? They may have never seen it. A lot of people don't know how to love because they have never been loved properly. So you can't expect the person. I'm not saying that you got to fix the person. I'm not saying that before anybody jump in and say, well, I ain't about to fix nobody. I ain't about to build or I ain't Mr. Fix It. I'm not saying that y'all are supposed to be fixing people. What I'm saying is we all come with baggage. We are not garbage cans, okay? I'm not saying people are supposed to step in and throw all their loads on you. All I'm saying is we all come with baggage. And it's kind of hard for you to notice your own baggage, but you can notice everybody else's. Just know that we all come with baggage. So when you're in a relationship, you're bringing your baggage to him or her and vice versa. So if somebody don't know how to love properly, how can you can't expect, even if y'all been together for 2 years. Now, granted, people got a timeline. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know, that's a boundary or a goal that they have for themselves. And if your significant other can get with that, then so be it. Some people have this clock where they say, if we've been together for 3 years, he ain't proposed to me, I'm not doing it. That's fine. I don't see nothing wrong with it. People are different, especially if you feel like we got everything we need. There's no reason for this man not to want to marry me. Because hold up, some of y'all men do be getting the milk for free. Don't have not an issue. You stable as hell by yourself. You ain't got no problems with being married. You just won't. You just won't. And I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with them men. But some men feel content with, we good. We boyfriend, girlfriend. We make good money individually. We go on dates. We go out of town. Your family love me. I love your family. My family love you. Why we got to put a title to it? Why we got to get married? I seen this man say, why we can get married, like say married under God or whatever, but why put legal terms to it? Why we got to get married now, you know, legally? Why we got to be legally bonded? That's what he said. Why we got to be legally bonded? Like I said, a lot of people feel that way. Why we already doing everything married people do. What's the point of getting married? What's going to be different when we get married? What's the difference? Y'all see how messy divorces can get, okay? Whether you done seen it on TV or seen it in real life, divorces can get very messy, okay? So, but a breakup, nigga, I'm done. Like, all right, I'm done with you. You done with me? We done. But a divorce can get very messy because, like he said, we're legally bonded. I've seen people that don't get married legally. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel like they need that marriage license. They feel like we're married long as we got the three of us, and the three of us, I mean, husband and husband, wife and wife, husband and wife, and God, or, you know, whatever higher power you believe in. They feel like as long as it's the three of us, we don't need to be legally bonded. Because quiet as it's kept, me and Kashawn get married, I'm changing my last name. Women don't change their last. Some women don't. They don't feel like they need to. Especially if you're a doctor or a lawyer and your practice is under your last name. Say, for instance, I was a lawyer. Jones. That's what my practice would be under. But since I'm getting married, I may not want to change it to Wooten. No, everybody knows me as Jones. That's how I make my money. I'm not changing my last name. But other people might be like, legally, I'm going to change my last name, but I'm going to keep my practice the way that it is. So it's a lot of different things that people don't think about marriage-wise. And I feel like that's why there are so many disagreements when it comes to marriage. Like I said, what's the holdup, babe? That's why I feel like there are so many different holdups with marriage. Compromising is probably the biggest thing for me. I really wasn't with that shit. Like what? No, I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Like, that was a big thing for me. I think a big thing for him was communication. And once we finally decided to talk to each other and tell each other's flaws and agree to work on them for each other, I think that made things a lot better for us. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, as y'all know, my group is She Sipping Pretty. Okay? Capital S, capital H, capital E. She Sipping Pretty. So I got all my ladies in the group. I don't have any men in the group. And unfortunately, my significant other, my future husband, did not want to be part of this podcast episode. So we don't have any men perspectives. But the big thing was to get ladies' perspectives on why they feel like men don't want to get married. A lot of people feel that a lot of women don't want to get married. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of women don't want to get married. And I just think that a lot of times that, with that being said, it's not a man thing. It's not a woman thing. I think it's just a thing of maturity. I said, babe, what's the hold up? Because I really wanted to see if people, like Alexis said, put a gender role to it. Babe, what's the hold up? What's taking you so long? But I feel like it's not always the men. And I'm rocking with you, my man. I'm rocking with you, King. I am. Because I don't feel like it's always the men. I don't. I feel like it's an individual type thing. It's based off of how the individual has seen love in their life. It's based off the individual, how they've been loved. And it's based off of their goals and their outlook on life. It's not a he thing. It's not a she thing. It's a we thing. It's a thing where we have to genuinely be ready for each other. We have to genuinely be ready to deal with a person and their flaws. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that you can end. I don't think that it's something that you can individually get ready for. I feel like when you meet that person, you're going to be like, that's the person I want to marry. I tell my sister all the time, ain't no perfect. And I know that's not proper grammar, but ain't no perfect, okay? Like, there's no perfect woman. There's no perfect man. I tell her all the time, you gonna find that man, and you may find that woman that you just feel like dealing with that shit. Y'all gonna argue. Don't get me wrong. Ain't, like I said, you may look at a person and be like, damn, I'm going to be like them. That's the perfect couple. They don't never argue. You don't never know what's going on inside those people's house. You got to choose somebody you want to go through it with. Because you're going to go through it regardless, baby, for real. Like, and I'm not married. I'm about to get married. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking. I'm just being Shay Saucy, you know? I don't know for real. I'm just saying, me personally, my opinion is you're going to go through it with somebody regardless. You just got to pick who you want to go through it with. My ex, I was like, oh, I'm not dealing with that. Nope. Finito. I'm over it. I'm done. But my future husband, may have did something my ex did a long time ago. And I was just like, oh, you get on my nerve. I also have grown since then, so it may have not bugged me. And since it's him and not the other guy, I was willing to go ahead and put up with it. Like, you know what? See, on my TT shit, okay? Like, see, I'm gonna sleep it off and I'll be back. You feel, you choose who shit you want to deal with. And that's why I feel like it's not a damn men, kings, what's taking y'all so long to want to get married? Damn, woman, queens, what's taking y'all so long to want to get married? I don't think it's a gender thing. That was the point I was trying to get to. It's a person by person thing. And it's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration on who you willing to deal, put up with that shit with. Don't ever sit back and look at somebody's household. And of course, you can always be like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, be like that. I can't wait to, you know, get married or whatever. But don't ever be like, oh, I want what they got. Because I have a lot of our friends say, oh, I want what they got. And not realizing how much we went through together to get where we are right now. And we're going to go through other things. You know what I'm saying? And it's never going to be perfect. You just have to, I personally feel like you have to pick the person that you genuinely love no matter what on their ugly days. And I don't mean ugly in the face. I mean on their ugly in the face days too. But I mean like on their ugly days where they're sick and they can't do nothing. On their ugly days when their personality is ugly. On the days when they ain't got no money. On those days where they feel so unlovable, but you do love them either way. You got to find somebody that you love unconditionally. You got to find somebody that loves you unconditionally. This ain't no one-way street. It's a two-way street. You need to love this person unconditionally, but they need to love you the same way. Don't be out here loving somebody harder than they loving you. You know what I'm saying? Love unconditionally, but also know that you're worth being loved unconditionally as well. Don't give out what you're not getting back. And I mean that shit. Okay? Don't be out here giving out that love that you're not getting back, Pooh. And that's for my kings and my queens. Don't be out here giving 100% and you only getting 2%, sis. And bro, be out here getting what you deserve back. Get what you're giving. So with that being said, my kings, my queens, sis has to get up early and get her day started tomorrow. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. It's not a thing of what's taking him so long, what's taking her so long, what's taking y'all so long. Work it out together. Love each other unconditionally. Don't, like I said, don't be out here loving unconditionally and you only getting loved half-assed, okay? Love unconditionally. Be loved unconditionally. Be open to love. And the rest will follow, okay? Of course, like I said, whatever higher power you believe in, me and my future husband is God, you always have to keep that as your third strand. That's the strand between you two. And make sure that you're not letting people in your business, okay? All right. It's just the two of y'all at the end of the day. You have to love each other unconditionally, communicate, compromise. And this ain't even just for marriage, sis. Your goal may never be marriage, but for your relationship and in general, just, you know, don't take no shit. But, and this is for my kings too, don't take no shit. But just be willing to know the person that you're loving unconditionally and make sure that they love you unconditionally as well and that they're compromising and they're communicating. Don't just do it by yourself, y'all. It got to be a group effort. So like I said, I'm going to leave y'all with that. I love y'all. Your girl Shay Saucy is out. My kings, my queens, y'all take care of yourself. I love y'all. Until next time, Shay Saucy out. You just tapped in with your girl, Shay Saucy of Grab the Wine Sis Podcast with an episode of Miss to Mrs. Miniseries. If you want to stay tapped in with all of the shenanigans of planning this wedding, make sure you press subscribe so you can get all the notifications of new episodes. Leave us a review and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _SheSippingPretty.